You do the minor pentatonic, similar to the major pentatonic. It's not anything new. It's actually removing two notes from the pure minor. Which two notes get removed? What kind of six, David? That's right, the flat six and the two get removed, and you're left with one flat three, four, five, flat seven. Why is this such a popular one? The same reason that why the major was popular. Does anybody remember the reason? Like I gave as to why it's like very utilitarian, or I don't know what the word is.
You can play it almost over any chord.
There you go. When you're in a minor mode, see, there's no six at all, so you don't have to worry whether it should be Dorian or flat six or whatever. There's no two, so you don't have to worry if it should be Phrygian or something. It just fits over everything. So I'm gonna make up a minor progression, and all you players, guitar players, love this. It's the first scale they use. And it's funny because like other instruments like flute and, you know, I don't know if trumpet's this way, but like you guys, you don't learn that till much later. We start with that.
I never learned it.
So now's your chance. So I'm gonna play, let's see, what minor haven't we done? D minor, the saddest of all keys. And you're gonna play D minor pentatonic. I'm gonna play lots of chord changes and all, and the advantage is you don't have to think about the changes. You're soloing horizontally across the tune rather than vertically addressing each chord. Here we go. Do on minor pentatonic. Adding in the flat five is what the blues scale does. Everybody play I'm gonna stay in the same key. Play a flat five to the key of D and hold it for all it's worth. Quite tense, isn't it? Right? You don't wanna take your sweetie to that concert on the first date. But so that blues note, there's another reason why guitarists start with that. First they learn the minor pentatonic, then they learn the blues note, the flat five, because there's so much tension in it. And so milk it for all it's worth. When you play, when you think of favorite rock riffs, a lot of them have that. Right there. Or if you have like... It's no coincidence because it just sounds so forceful. Here we go. Play around with the blues scale, same key, saddest of all keys. One, I'm gonna give you the same progression too, just add one more note, the flat five. Two, three, go. Thank you. that. It's nasty and I love it. I'll deny having said that. Feedback on that. Melodic minor, you have a natural 7 and a natural 6. We should actually do, let's do harmonic minor first. I'm going to, even though I presented it differently on the sheet, do harmonic minor first. This takes the A only into pure minor and raises the natural 7. We're going to do A harmonic minor and it'll sound like this, like 1, 2, flat 3, 4, 5, flat 6, natural 7, 1, backwards, 1, natural 7, flat 6, 5, 4, flat 3, 2, 1. That raised 7th really pulls you back to the tonic and adds a lot of tension. So let's play around with that. I'll tell you why I reversed the order in a minute. But first, A harmonic minor. Let me give a groove like, let's see, like your standard... Why do we do harmonic minor first? Because that's actually historically what happened. The composers raised the 7th to add, like, pulling power back to the tonic. And then composers actually started complaining because it's too much of a jump between the flat 6 and the natural 7. Like, to, you know, you're, all my melodies come out like snake charmers. What's going on? You know, so they were like, okay, calm down. You know, why don't we just raise the 6th and then you won't have such a big jump between the flat 6. That's actually literally how it happened, except without the accents and the nonsense. So melodic minor came out and here we go. I'm going to play a different key. Let's say C melodic minor. And the chord here would be like C minor major 7. What? Minor major 7? Yeah, you can have a minor chord with a major 7. It's called C minor major 7. And it would sound like this. So play around with C melodic minor. 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you. right here. Oh, sorry, what? I'm going to at the end. Diminished is whole half, and the diminished is a symmetrical scale consisting of whole half, whole half, whole half.
Stop the music.
Good. That's a very good question. In classical music, you play the melodic minor ascending, and you play the Aeolian descending. It would sound like this. And that's very classical. You know, you have a... Although the other day I was playing Vivaldi piece. I don't play much classical music, and he happened to have the melodic minor ascending and descending. The diminished half whole diminished scale is symmetrical. So you go in C, you go up a half step, you go up a whole step, then up a half step, whole step, then a half step, whole step, then a half step, whole step, then a half step. The whole scale sounds like this. So the class got rained out. We only had three left to do, and I'm going to do them right now. Whole, half diminished, half whole diminished, and whole tone scale. Now, instead of me just jamming out on my own here for minutes at a time for each track, I'm going to give you a preview of my upcoming album. So the backing tracks I'm going to share are from my upcoming album, which is called For Music Geeks Only. Please do not share these tracks, because ultimately these are going to get sold as an additional option to the modal. It's a study in all these different exotic modes, and I have tracks that I solo, that I created, that I solo on, and that's the album itself. And then you can purchase separately just the backing part of it and not the solo bit, so you can play along. Having said that, there are also probably plenty of YouTube play-alongs. If you type in whole half diminished play-along video, you know, in YouTube, I'll bet you, or backing track rather, then I'll bet you stuff will come up, but I didn't search it myself. But I use it with my students all the time for other stuff, like, you know, we type in A minor blues backing track or whatever. There's all kinds of stuff. You dream it and it's there, for the most part. But part of the reason I created this is because some of the exotic modes weren't really there. So anyway, we're going to start with F, key of F, whole half diminished. The notes would be 1, 2, flat 3, 4, flat 5, flat 6, 6, natural 7, and 1. Going backwards, it would be 8, 7, 6, flat 6, flat 5, 4, flat 3, 2, 1. It's an 8-note scale, unlike the others. And it's a symmetrical scale. Here we go. Here's the backing track. We'll be right back.
For a half whole diminished, we're in the key of D, and the notes are 1, flat 2, flat 3, flat 5, 5, 6, flat 7, 8, and then going backwards, 8, flat 7, 6, 5, flat 5, 3, flat 3, flat 2, 1. As far as the names go, someone asked me about the names of this earlier, why do you choose a flat 5 versus a sharp 4? You could say sharp 4. So 1, flat 2, flat 3, 3. See, it's an 8-note scale, so you can't evenly, like, in other 7-note scales, you use each number. Like, so you wouldn't say flat 3, 3, and then 5 if the 4 was flat. You know, you would say flat 3, then flat 4, then 5, because you represent each number. But in an 8-note scale, one number is going to get two names. So I would say 1, flat 2, flat 3, 3, maybe sharp 4 here, 5, 6, flat 7, and 1. That's what I should have said in the beginning. Anyway, we're in the key of D. Here's your backing track. Whole tone, we're in G, and the notes are 1, 2, 3, sharp 4, sharp 5, sharp 6, which is the same as flat 7, back to 1. Going backwards, we got 1, flat 7, sharp 5, sharp 4, 3, 2, 1. Here it is in G.